You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Welcome to the Crespo Dome.
Oh, there we go. I didn't have that queued up right away. I should have. Professional podcaster here.
We know you gotta get that.
Yeah. We're still amateurs, technically.
Technically, yeah.
You got the podcast perks. Stuff like bands doing concerts in your living room and access to much goods and tickets to things.
I mean, back in the day, yeah. Yeah.
We got to create those now. For ourselves.
Oh, I see. That's rough.
What are we talking about? let's start the show already. There we go. I should have had that pulled up sooner. Professional podcaster here. Wait a second. You got to get paid to it.
Total amateur. Boy. See, we're back here again. Vicious circle. Third time's charm.
Let's start the show. All right, here we go. Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. Hanging out with Drew Sacogra. And Drew, how's it going?
What up, dude?
We are here to talk about the Oscars recap, Oscars 2016 88th Annual Academy Awards, hashtag Oscars so white, hashtag Oscars so drunk, hashtag Oscars so long,
hashtag awards for art is whack.
Yes! It's practically the theme of our podcast. We should emblazon that somewhere on a plaque and put it in the studio, because that's our motto.
Awards for art is why.
For real, man. How are you gonna judge like a boxing movie next to a comic book movie next to a comedy
next to
exactly
so on and so forth
in sci-fi. But they did it. It's the Oscar season. The award season is over. Thank God, Drew. Only 364 more days until the next Oscars.
I think a little less than that now.
Or maybe more. Who knows? They actually have to schedule that thing.
If we find out who the company is that makes the Oscars.
That would be
the
Empress.
And we...
Or you mean the production company.
No, the actual company that makes the physical Oscars.
Oh, yeah, you can find that out online.
Yeah, find out who those guys are and shut down their company and boom, Oscars done.
Oh, shit, man, yeah, I guess no one else will be able to build statues.
Coming in the side door.
Side door. Look at that side door action. Let me drink over this.
Side door destruction.
Got a bit of a scratchy throat. There we go. Let's see, how are we going to... How do you want to approach it? We're going to talk about the show. We're going to talk about our picks, and we're going to see who came out on top. And then guess what? We'll talk about the penalty. I'm looking for a pen. Here we go. Got the pen.
Penalty?
There we go. Actually, had it queued up.
All right.
I didn't realize that. I watched the whole show, which went 1/2 hour long. It's scheduled Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 to 11:30. Uh-huh. Finished at midnight.
Yes, I lasted until about 10:30, maybe 11 o'clock.
It's still a pretty goddamn long time.
Yeah.
I don't know why this thing is any more than 2 hours long.
You have to listen to people thank people or read them thank people now with the ticker on the bottom.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that ticker in a second for sure. We'll be talking about that ticker. But it... Arguably, the people talking, the giving the speeches, is the most interesting part.
I mean, I don't really care.
But I'm saying arguably it's the most interesting part because it's the one thing that's going to be different.
So people are going to thank my wife and blah, 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 and my blah, 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 and some blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Oh, music's playing. The guy behind me can't say anything. We got to leave.
That's a problem when they fucking... They're rushing them off, so they're making like, oh my god, I want to, they're freaking out.
Do you want it to be longer than however long it was?
I want them to have the amount of time that they need to thank the people that they want to thank, and seriously say what they want to say, because that's when you get, when people talk about like the good Oscar moments, it used to be, like look at all these great speeches and stuff, and sometimes good stuff comes out of that crap.
Well, I mean,
all that bullshit.
If you give them a time limit or something,
if you give them a time limit, you're going to freak them out. A 45 second time limit is bullshit.
You just can't have somebody up there rambling for too long, or you're going to get these 5, 6, 9 hour awards.
No, you won't, because you let the fucking people who win the awards, people that you're supposedly honoring, all right, you're going to give them their chance to speak, as opposed to here's Sam Smith performing a really boring song from a movie that a lot of people didn't really like, to be perfectly honest. Here's a joke about our accountants that are three little Asian kids. Because while the whole time we're going to be talking about diversity in Hollywood, we're also going to make sure we make fun of the Asians and the Jews in one film.
But if you don't have the music in there, then you can't have all of the commercials that say the Oscars, blah, 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 with blah, blah, blah performing and hootie hoo.
Right, they want to sell all the ad space because even though this was the third lowest rated Oscars ever, 34 million viewers. A shit ton of people.
Hey, if I didn't have to watch it, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, me too. I feel like a cultural obligation based on what I do to watch it. Because I always know I wouldn't watch it. I would rather watch a thousand other things than the fucking Oscars. Yeah. That being said, it wasn't as bad as other Oscars shows.
I've watched worse.
I've watched much worse. Chris Rock's opening monologue was like funny stuff. Of course it was. He's a 20-30 year professional comedian. Knows what he's doing. Uh-huh. Right. And it was also like all about the Oscar So White controversy, which he kept up the entire show. No. You missed this. Apparently, at the beginning, he came out to fight the power.
Okay.
Right? I didn't even notice at the beginning. But at the fucking end of the show, during the closing, like they were doing the credits, and here's like a slow motion montage of moments from throughout the night, people accepting their awards and shit. The music changed from Hollywood Swingin' to Fight the Power. And then it was just like, fight the power, fight the power. Here's the over images of like all people. These people accepting their awards and all the hoity-toity, the liberal elite. And it was so fucking subversive. Yeah. I was like, this is crazy, actually.
That's cool.
I thought that one moment was pretty cool.
One moment in a four-hour broadcast.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was way too fucking long, dude. Like, opening monologue, give out some awards. Have someone sing. Give out more awards. Don't be an hour into the show and you've only given out 3 out of 24 awards. What the fuck is that all about? Fuck that, dude.
Commercials. Lots of commercials.
Well, it's all about commercials. It's all about making that money because so many people watch so they can charge. ABC can charge. Disney. They own it all, man. Well, they just show on ABC. Actually, they're going to renegotiate this year. So who knows? It might go to another broadcast. It might, because ABC, now they're saying, oh, look at that, third lowest ratings in a row. Let's renegotiate our contract, and we want more creative control over how to make this more slicker, make it more like American Idol or Voice or some shit.
Yeah, because that's what I want.
That's what America wants, do they? I don't know. That's not what we want. We don't even want this shit to exist, but it's here, and we did it, and we sat through it. And you know what? They rolled out BB-8 on a stage.
That was pretty cool.
And I was just like, look at that fucking thing. It's so cool. And it's so like, it's so dirty and worn now and everything. It's like, look at that thing. It's
it's been, lived it's in been and real. Used.
Yes, it has been used thoroughly. And it's working great, as far as I can tell.
Good awesome.
Good old BB-8. Yeah, so I don't know. It was an okay show, I guess, for being what it is. Yeah, I mean, I didn't need all that stuff. So much. It's so much. Yeah, they could have given the people more time to talk and give some cool speeches instead of here's a joke about Will Smith and Jack Black that takes 60 seconds.
Sweet.
You know, that was an okay joke.
Wasn't even okay.
We could have taken that 60 seconds away, boom, give that to someone else who could have used it for something real. you know what? And this was the weird thing. Plenty of people pointed this out online. But I think it's worth noting, with diversity and inclusion being such a big theme this year in media, and the lack of nominees of, you know, not white status, right? And how that's like a symptom of just what the whole situation that we live in, and Black Lives Matter, and institutional racism, and, you know, America, foundations of America, et cetera, et cetera. Amongst all of this, the directors of the show decided that it was a great idea for the playoff music. Like, we need the orchestra to start playing these guys off to be Wagner's Ride of the Valkyrie. Dun, 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 right? That fucking thing. And Wagner, a well-known anti-Semite and, you know, not that great of a fella. Hitler's favorite composer.
Jigo figure.
All right? And then they're like, oh, this Hungarian fella is given his speech for his receiving an award for his Holocaust film. Oh, he's going long. Wagner. hit the Wagner. Are you kidding me? fascism, white supremacy. I mean, how?
So what? We're just not going to listen to music of that era because a lot of those people.
We're not going to play fucking Wagner when the goddamn Jewish guy on stage is accepting an award for the movie he made about Germans killing Jews. How about that? How does that sound?
Whatever.
Whatever.
It is what it is.
It's not it is what it is, Mr. White Male Privilege over here. Oh, it must be so nice living in your bubble of ignorance. Oh, that sounds so sweet. Yeah, dude. That's the society we live in, and it's gross. And awards for art is whack. Let's talk about this bullshit. Let's start from the bottom, work our way to the top with the screenplays. Original screenplay, who's the winner? Spotlight.
Spotlight.
What did you say?
Ex Machina.
That was a heart pick, wasn't it?
Yes.
Spotlight, their first of, I think, only two wins. Yeah.
The beginning and the end.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Alpha and the Omega.
What the fuck, Spotlight? How do you pull that off? Adapted screenplay going to The Big Short.
Mm-hmm.
And you picked
Martian.
The Martian, which was a good one, too. I wouldn't have been surprised it was Room, either. Big Short and Spotlight, I said both of those. The Big Short. See, like Adam McKay, when he was up there, he made sure to use his time to be like, don't vote for fucking people who like support the big banks and keep these people in power. Like, don't use your vote for that. That's the one thing I like. Another thing I do like about the Oscars, when Chris Rock called his audience a bunch of liberal racist,
mm-hmm.
And when McKay called everyone out for voting for Hillary.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet. Visual effects. This is where the craziness kind of started with,
yeah.
with the technical awards. Who did you pick for visual effects?
I picked Ex Machina.
Why did I write that down? I picked Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up being Mad Max. I should have kept doing that, but I didn't.
No, it was Ex Machina. Ex Machina won.
That's what the circle means. I just have things circled and highlighted in X, and I'm trying to interpret.
You don't know what's going
on. I'm trying to interpret my sheet. I'm trying to visual effects. So you went Ex Machina?
Yeah.
And so you,
and it won.
That was a beautiful dream. I'll write that down. And I went Mad Max. Don't see Mad Max won so many technical awards in yes. that one.
Well, that was the one it didn't win.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Oh, man, I suck at this. Sound mixing. I picked Revenant. You picked
Mad Max.
That one went
well,
to
no,
Mad
Max. Actually, I picked The Martian, not Mad Max.
You picked The Martian, yeah. Ended up going to Mad Max.
Yes.
Sound editing also went to Mad Max, right?
Yeah, which you picked.
Which I picked, because you went with
Star Wars.
What else is Star Wars nominated for? Because it didn't win that in the score, I think. Live action short film. We both picked Shock, and it went to what?
Stutterer.
What was that about?
That guy who stutters, maybe.
Animated short film. We both went World of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up going to Bear Story.
Correct.
I don't even know what that is.
Nope.
Production design. Here we go. Let's see.
Continuing with the Mad Max.
That's what's Mad Max. So I went with Bridge of Spies.
Correct.
But what did you go with?
Mad Max.
So you got that one over mm-hmm. me. Go ahead and jump up to makeup and hairstyling.
Mad Max. We both picked. Yeah, and it won.
The music. Fucking original song. Okay, that goddamn.
I don't know who won that.
That goddamn Sam Smith song, that Spectre song, is so horrible. All right, first off.
Did it win?
It did.
Okay.
This is actually worth noting. This is pretty funny. So he did his performance. It was just him on a stage, and it was like a weird setup. And he seemed really uncomfortable up there the whole time.
Yeah.
And it was a boring song anyway. Towards the end, Lady Gaga went out there to perform her song. Until It Happens to You, and it's a song about being a survivor of sexual assault and rape and abuse and stuff like that. Towards the end of the performance, like a screen opens up in the back, and like, I don't know, two dozen people come out with writing on their arms, and they're all like sex abuse survivors, and they hold hands, and they like, you know, put their arms up in the air, and it's a very powerful moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what they were going for.
Yeah.
Whole hot button issue. And then shortly after that, it was like, all right, here's the award for original song, is that you had lame Sam Smith, and then you had, like, powerful, everyone was into it, Lady Gaga.
And it goes to lame Sam Smith.
And it went to lame-ass Sam Smith, who then goes up there, right, accepts the award. And he's like, I don't know if I'm the first openly gay award winner or not, but I like to think, you know, like, trying to be like, I'm knocking down some barriers here, diversity, blah, blah, blah. And then immediately, of course,
good for you, gay black guy.
The internet's all like, all right, here's a list of all the gay, openly gay people who have won awards in the past. And, you know, that's cool. You're not first, but it's all right. He's like, all right, well, maybe I'll second. He's like, no, you're not second.
No, you're like the ninth or 12th.
It got so bad that he said he announced today that he's taking a break from Twitter.
Yeah.
Because people are getting at him so hard.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's pretty funny. And he can't get his foot out of his mouth. But hey, now he's an Academy Award winning
Sam Smith.
Just like the Academy Award winning 3-6 Mafia.
What? I mean, seriously, what, once that happens, does it really have any legitimacy anymore?
Right, exactly. And actually, there's a great article online from like a week or two ago. I think it was the Hollywood Reporter. They talked to one of the guys in 3-6. It was like, can you recall that night? Like, what was the whole night like for you? Yeah. And he told him the whole story, and it's a great read. Everything from when he first found out, when he first got the call from like someone else in the group, it's like, yo, we're up for an Oscar. It was like at 2 a.m. And he was like, all right, that's cool. Coming back later. I'm sleeping. Because he didn't know what an Oscar was. Yeah. And then like later he looked it up. He was like, oh shit, it's kind of important. And then like he talks about performing at the show and how they like didn't drink at all. He said, up until that point, every single show I've done, I've been wasted. But I didn't know I wanted to be on point that night. Also because they wouldn't let him have a backing vocal track.
Yeah.
So like, so we had to nail it. So the most they did was like they took a shot of vodka or something right before they went out to like
loosen up.
To, you know, the hands were shaking because they're a bunch of drunks apparently. Yeah. And they went out there and he said it was awesome. And he talks about being yelled at by Selma Hayek at an after party because of some of the jewelry he was wearing.
Sure.
She was like, you care, those are blood diamonds. And he's like, oh, fuck. And then, like, later, he accidentally, like, he went through a door and then it opened for Carla Gugino. And she was like, oh, rude. And he was like, damn it.
Sorry, you're still a hood rat,
he's
dude.
Like, he's like, these two chicks I really like are, like, all fucking all pissed at me.
Yeah. Anyway. That's because they're uppity bitches.
It's a good article. It's really funny. There's a lot of really good little tidbits in there that's it's worth looking up. Original score, we both said Hateful Eight. You won it.
Oh, good job.
It was pretty sweet, you know. And dude's like 84, 85. He had to get hoped, like, walked till he walked out there and everything. And he gave like a really short but sweet speech that was translated. It was pretty cool. And then he was like, peace, I'm out. And he dropped the mic.
Awesome.
Good
for him.
And then he karate kicked Chris Rock. It was crazy. I'm like, where did they get the sudden burst of energy? Makeup and hairstyling. I said
Mad Max.
You said
Mad Max.
And it went to
Mad Max.
Okay, so that was a push there. Yeah, Mad Max won up to 6 awards, yeah. I think. Man, that's incredible. Including the film editing.
Yes.
Which I picked The Big Short.
Mm-hmm.
What did you pick?
The Revenant.
Oh, it's Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty awesome. Because
well, yeah, I mean, the more...
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, exactly. The more awards it wins, the better.
Foreign language film. All right, talk about this. The Hungarian Jewish guy who got played off the stage with the Wagner won for
Son of Saul.
Son of Saul. It's over here at the Winter Park. I kind of want to go see it. But it's also like, oh, Holocaust movie.
I've seen enough of those. Don't
I
need
know,
to see
right? It's like, come on. Documentary short subject. I picked The Girl on the Colon, The Pregnancy, based solely on the title.
Mm-hmm.
What did you, and you picked?
Last Day of Freedom. And you were right.
Last Day of Freedom is a pretty good title. It's a pretty good title. Documentary feature went to Amy.
Yep.
Which I picked.
Yep.
You went with
The Look of Silence.
Ah, that's a good pick too. That's on the Netflix instant now, by the way, people. Costume design. I was like, you know, Carol's a pretty sweet looking movie. Mm-hmm.
Fucking Mad Max, bro. All the way.
Did you pick Mad Max?
Yeah.
God damn it. I should have just picked Mad Max and more of them categories than not. You would have done pretty well on this with this bout, gotta say. Unless you went with the cinematography, if you picked Mad Max there, what'd you pick?
Mad Max.
Oh, great looking movie, though.
Yeah.
I went with Revenant to see if Chivo would get that three-peat, and he got it.
And he did.
All like 90s Chicago Bulls style. It's pretty crazy. Animated feature film, Pixar, Inside Out. Which one did you pick, Shaun the Sheep?
Anomalisa.
Anomalisa, that was your heart pick. You should have known it wasn't.
I should have known, but, you know, I can...
I wanted it
I can
to.
Do what I want, Chris. Motherfucker.
That's true. You know what, Drew? That's true. Actress in a supporting role. I went with Vikander. You went with...
McAdams.
McAdams for Spotlight. And it went to Vikander. Actor in a supporting role. I went with Creed. Stallone.
So did I.
Everyone did.
Mm-hmm.
Except for 21% of the people who voted for...
Mark Rylance.
Mark Rylance. Because that's all you need.
Yep. You know? That's all you need.
That's all you need to win. And apparently that's what he got. Yeah, I mean, he was good in it. But man, he got a feel for Stallone. Everyone was talking about him like... It felt like so obvious that he was going to win.
But he didn't.
So, you know, the same thing happened to Michael Keaton last year.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was like, oh, he's going to win for Birdman. Yeah. Then it went to Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah.
This year, people were like...
It was like, what?
Yeah, and actually, you can find this online. From last year's ceremony, you can see right there in the front row, Michael Keaton put his speech back into his pocket.
Like, as, I'm not going to be needing this.
Yeah, as Eddie Redmayne is up there getting the award, he's like, yeah. Can't help but feel Stallone had like...
Same thing.
He was touching his pocket like, okay, I got my speech.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go out there. And then they're like, they announce Mark Rylance. He's like, that's not how you say my name. Oh. Second.
That was your last chance, Rocky.
Yeah, it was, I think it was. He's not going to get one for Expendables 4. Yeah, no. Actress in a leading role. Brie Larson for Room is what I said. You went with...
Cate
Blanchett for Carol. She's quite saucy in that movie. I went to Brie Larson, which is good for her. She's a great actress and it's a good movie. Actor in a leading role. Everyone said Leonardo DiCaprio.
And he won.
And he was the only one, I think, to, like, go to be able to talk as long as he wanted to without being played off.
Well, he probably paid for it. He's like, listen, I'll cover one of the commercial breaks. Just let me say what I want.
Well, yeah, he would think so. Yeah, probably did. So what do you need, a million? 2 million? 3 million?
Exactly. What do you... I need to say some shit, so how much is it going to cost?
Come on, I got to do this. Directing now went to... Inarritu for The Revenant. You went with George Miller?
Yes.
It went to Inarritu. He thanked... He thanked people he wanted to thank. Then he started talking about, like, the plight of the indigenous, because that's part of what the movie's about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, of course, cue the Wagner. He powered through the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they were playing it for, like, a solid minute.
And he's just like, I'm still talking.
He's like, I'm going to say my fucking speech that amounted to, I think the best line was, hopefully we'll get to a point where the color of our skin is as inconsequential as the length of our hair. And then finally, like, just as he was wrapping up, like, the orchestra, they stopped playing. I guess they got to the end of the thing, and they're like, what do we do? Shit.
And do we start again?
And then he was like, but then he had just finished right as the music had run out. I was like, oh man, that's crazy. DiCaprio, though, they were like, no, you can talk all you want about climate change and all that
shit. You very rich white man.
Yeah, you know he was going to do that.
You pretty rich white man.
Yeah, hey, good friend. Genetics. Which then leaves us with Best Picture. I went with a Revenant twofer.
Yeah, so did I.
No, you went with Mad Max Revenant. What do you mean? So you
well, yeah.
We both said Revenant for Best Picture. Ended up going to Spotlight. Yeah. By this point, only won one other award.
The first award.
The original screenplay award. Amazing. Here's my theory. The Mad Max Fury Road and The Revenant split the ambitious, weird movie vote.
You're probably right.
If there was only one of those movies... Then I would have won. But there was both. People were like, what do I do? That almost happened in 2007 when There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men were both nominated. People were thinking, what if those two movies like cancel each other out and then something else? I can't remember what the other movies are up that year, but it would have been comical. Could have been funny. Like Mr. Holland's Opus. Yeah. That was much earlier.
You know. Still.
That might have been what happened with Spotlight. But Spotlight's a great movie. And it also won a ton of like critics circle awards and online film critics. Those are almost split between Spotlight and Mad Max, with Spotlight winning more. But that could also be chalked up to it being a movie about writers, and it makes writers look good.
Yeah.
right? So now I'm going to ask all these groups of writers, hey, what do you think about...
I like the movie about writing!
This movie's great! It makes us look awesome. Yeah.
But have you seen Mad Max?
Have you seen Mad Max? Like, I don't think they do any writing in that movie.
No.
There's words on a wall at one point.
Yes. No writing.
But no one does any writing.
No.
It's a lot of, like, driving.
But it's so pretty.
I don't like to drive. I think,
shut up and watch it again.
I commute on a bus.
Shut up and watch it again.
Is there more writing if I watch it again?
Shut up and watch it a third time. We'll convert you eventually.
Well, not in time for the 80th annual, I gotta say. Because they end up being spotless. It's a good movie, though. And, if you think about it this way, is it the only one? No. I'm trying to think of the guilds. There's the Directors Guild, the Writers Guild, Screen Actors, and Producers. Producers went with Big Short. Directors went with The Revenant. Screen Actors, their version is like the best ensemble. That went to Spotlight. And then the Writers Guild, they do adapted and original, and they went, just like the Oscars, Spotlight and Big Short. So of the five guilds, Spotlight and Big Short each got two wins. Which, that should have pointed us more to Spotlight being the winner. But
The Revenant was awesome.
Revenant's amazing. All the movies are good.
And so was Mad Max.
Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, The Martian, Revenant, Room. They're all great movies. You can go back and listen to our best of bonus episode. We talk about all that shit in the order that we put those types of movies in. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got 14 out of 24 right. How many did you get?
I don't know.
You gotta know.
What? Six.
You got six? With a plus four?
Still only ten.
Alright. Okay, well. I guess fortunately for you, we didn't come up with any sort of like penalty thing or whatever. We're just fine. We don't gotta fucking do some sort of...
Nah.
You gotta make me a pancake dinner.
I'll probably do that eventually anyway.
Sweet. You gotta wash my car. Loser.
Fuck that.
Loser washes the other person's car.
You can wash your own car.
Oh, yeah, I could do that, couldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 0 for 2.
Awful.
That was terrible. Yeah, so,
that's awesome. So we don't have to watch any horrible movies this year that we didn't want to watch anyway?
Yeah, we're gonna have to come up with other excuses to watch these terrible movies.
Okay.
Yep. So get it right.
Okay. Sure.
Ooh. Oh, what we got?
Hollywood Reporter's announcing that Ian McShane to star in American Gods for Stars.
Yeah, the guy who did the Hannibal show.
Oh, really? That guy? He's doing American Gods?
Yeah, Brian Fuller, I think his name is.
I hope he does it all weird, like he's like the Hannibal series got. It needs to be weird. Book is weird.
It should be weird.
Book is weird.
Yeah, even if he does a straight adaptation, it'll be weird. Yeah.
I mean, there'll be an entire episode where he's strapped to a tree.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
It's going to be good stuff. It's going to be good stuff. All right, you want to order a pizza or something?
We could, or we could go somewhere. Oh, fine. Either or, whatever.
Just means I gotta put on pants.
Wait, you're not wearing any pants?
No. I've been sitting here the whole time. I'm pantsless. I'm pantsless. See? Look at me. I'm pantsless. Well, thank you for listening to the show. Rate us and review us on iTunes and on Stitcher. Tell your friends. Follow us on Twitter @CrespoDiso. Facebook, Cinema Crespo Diso. Instagram, Cinema Crespo Diso. Follow me on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. Email us, Cinema Crespo Diso. Let's start that over. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. Professional podcaster.
Check.
Give me another mic check.
Check.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Check.
A little better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Check, 1, 2, check. Did I see it again? Check, 1, 2, check, hello. Check, 1, 2, check. Check, 1, 2, welcome to the show. Talking about the fucking Oscars.
Talk about
some fucking Oscars. Before it was all speculation. But now it is all...
Now it's a recap.
Rumination. Can you dig it?
Sure.
I said, can you dig it? So I heard this song, like on random radio. And I was like, oh, it sounds overproduced. I like it. It's the only metal I listen to now. It's gotta be overproduced. It's gotta be shit that can't be recreated on stage.
Okay.
It's only fucking metal that gets my interest anymore. And even then, it's like, barely. Well, I was like, oh yeah, this sounds right. Not bad. So I listened to the rest of the album.
The album sucks.
Yeah. The album sucks. This is the only song that even sounds anything like this. And even then, it's not even all that good. I was like, oh, maybe there's one.
That sounds pretty generic to me.
Yeah, it gets generic really quick. And the whole album sounds way more generic. Find new good music, man.
When I find you have to, I usually switch to another genre.
Well, that's the thing. I've been bouncing around genres so much that I've neglected the metal. Don't just get playing an album. I haven't listened to it. I listened to it like twice. Between the Bird and Me put out an album that everyone seems to be liking a lot.
Dude, they put out so many albums.
They put out a ton of albums, but the last one, I've listened to a couple of them. I've listened to the Parallax Sequence or whatever, and whatever they put out right after Colors, and none of it was as good as Colors.
I mean...
The last album, whatever they put out in the last few months, I've seen online, a lot of people are like, this is it, this is amazing. People are loving them again.
Okay.
Honestly, can't care less. And I want to, because I love Between the Buried and Me.
I want to as well. I mean, the same thing happened to me with Mastodon. I mean, the last one that came out with The Hunter.
Yeah, it was okay.
And then something came out after that, maybe? I don't even know.
Maybe. It all sounds like not as good practice guy.
Exactly.
That's what happens. All these bands. They all reach a point where I think they find their what they think is their height of like either commercial or critical success, and then they try to hammer home that style. As opposed to they were evolving. It was a lot of fun, and then they started repeating themselves. And it's like, oh, happened to Clutch. All of their albums after Pure Rock Fury sound the same. Mm-hmm. Identical. Mm-hmm. So the same. But their early stuff was so crazy. I mentioned Fear Factory to you before. All their albums since 1998 sound the same. Every Time I Die, they got really popular with Hot Damn. Like, Hot Damn was their third album. And it was the most rock and roll of the first three. And then every album after that was like the exact same thing over and over, man. I'm like, guys, it was so cool when you were growing and you were learning, and now you're just like, I'll just see this.
Yeah,
in their early 20s.
Now they're grown and they're learned.
They're in their
and
early 20s.
They got,
how many times has Rush
changed?
And
they changed?
Got bored. How many times? If you get bored, you change. They just... No, they got complacent.
I mean, how many times have Rush... Good Lord. I mean,
exactly. And it's not always for the better. It's not always
no!
for the
better. All that synthy stuff in the 80s
not always for
really
good.
Awful.
But,
I mean, most of it.
Yeah. But that's so you gotta do it. Stony band. But then... It's another thing, though, when I used to listen to a band 20 years ago and they haven't put out anything for a while, and then they finally do put out an album, and it sounds like their old shit. I was like, oh yeah, that's interesting.
Those guys.
These guys.
Forgot about that.
I don't like this. This sucks.
Yep. Pretty awful. Let me see.
Cause I'm like, during the day, I'm half listening, and if a part sounds okay, I'll just check
tag it.
And then I'll go back through them later.
And be like, oh god, no, that was just one part.
Where I really wasn't listening that well.
Yeah. What the
that
hell?
Happens, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Why does it say it's not available? I think I like that one today.
It happens from time to time.
Yeah, it's weird. Where is that?
I mean, entire albums up and disappear sometimes.
Yeah. They used to have the whole Manhunter soundtrack. Which was amazing.
Not anymore.
No, like they have two songs from it.
Yeah.
With the Warriors soundtrack. Just have a whole Boss Warriors soundtrack. Now they have like one song. Yeah. What is it, $10 a month?
Yeah. $9.99.
It's fucking worth it.
Totally. Oh my god, yeah.
Alright, check this out. Here's the song. I wanted to do this. The song is called Bounty Hunters. You know Rick Scott.
Yeah.
This is brand new. Brand new Rick Scott.
They had that one song.
They had that one song, exactly.
That was on the commercials and whatnot.
Oh, why is it saying... Wow. Let me try something.
That was quick.
That was weird. I don't know why it's somebody else on it. But it's there. Rick Scott. Yeah, I do actually think of anything. And only Gabriel hit us up. About the punishment thing, he's the only one. And he was like, I like it when you guys have to watch movies you don't want to watch. The only thing with that is that we both end up watching the movies.
Yes.
So it's not really so much a punishment as it is.
Well, yeah, because what? You're
Now we just found a reason to watch something terrible.
I'm just going to sit in the living room and watch this Madea movie and you're not going to watch it?
Yeah, I'm like, I want to see this shit.
No, exactly. It's like 50 Shades of Grey. Oh, God, I really don't want to, but you know what? It's going to be on the television anyway. I might as well. And sometimes you got to know how bad it is. So you
got to know so you can hit properly.
Well, no, exactly. So you can properly bash it. I mean, you know.
What if you're wrong? What if, like, this is actually perfectly watchable? And you're like, damn it. But no, now you know.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's why me and Bill watched Geely. We had to know how awful it was.
Because you gotta know.
We had to know.
Sometimes you gotta know for yourself. Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta stick your hand in the fire.
And boy, was it awful!
Alright, here's that Roy Scott song. Okay. 8 minutes long, so I'm not gonna say
that. Yeah, no. Interesting. Is there a club mix?
It already sounds like its own club mix.
Well, yeah, but the club, quote unquote, club mix is even shorter.
For some reason, it's Star Wars heavy. It doesn't even have a. Even slapped the Star Wars logo on there. Maybe this is a single ahead of an album coming out. Because they've only put this out. There's no album.
Or maybe they're doing a Star Wars. Maybe Disney's
throwing, maybe throwing a one-off.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Disney's throwing some money around.
Yes, I bet you have.
I mean, I think it's cool listening to the weird alien bounty hunter from Star Wars talk shit. Not that I know what they're saying without subtitles, but yeah. Whatever.
Greedo. Peter Mayhew. You know about the whole Han shot first stupid thing, right? Peter Mayhew, the guy who played Chewbacca, he's in the suit. He found, or I don't know, he just broke out an old copy of the script that he had for the very first movie, and he's been tweeting out pages, sequences of it, for a while now. It's actually, you know, if you like the movie, or movies in general, it's really cool just to read through some pages and be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Subtle differences, things that stayed. And it's, and he put one out just today. That was like, for once and for all, Han shot first. And it's like, here's a two-page sequence of that whole the cantina thing. And it's like, he totally fucking blasted him.
He breaks it down.
And he even talks more shit in the script. Han even has like an additional line of talking shit to like dead Greedo.
That's cool.
And then he looks around and he's like, sorry for a mess. Like a total badass John Wayne type.
Oh yeah, because, I mean, he is.
Yeah, he is, yeah. It's awesome.
It's old school Harrison Ford, man. Old school Harrison Ford was a badass.
He was.
Now he's just an old man.
It's like, I know why you do a spoke pod, dude. It's cool.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, he did, and like,
you rocked that fucking earring. It's so ridiculous.
He did crash that plane onto a golf course.
Well, that's what happens when you're an old
and,
man.
And survive.
I know. He can't die. I mean, he could, but...
This is a long song. What is it? Earlier. Oh,
your face.
Let the good times roll.
You know what that is. And the song is called Red Hood, The Forgotten Son. Isn't that a Batman thing?
No.
Red Hood?
Mm-hmm.
Someone called. Riddis? R-I-D-D. Riddlis. R-I-D-D-L-I-S.
Okay. Sure.
Is he still alive?
Isn't that weird?
It is. I just got a bunch more Batman in, Chris.
Did you?
Yeah, I got. Dark Knight Returns, Frank Miller, and Dark Knight Strikes Again, Frank Miller.
Dark Knight Returns? The original one? I got that. What do you want for your own collection? Mm-hmm. Oh, I got that. What was the other one?
The Dark Knight Strikes Again, the sequel.
The second one. Did they just put out a third one?
It's still in monthlies right now.
Sure.
Yeah, but the Dark Knight 3, the, what? It's Dark Knight 3, The Master Race.
The Master Race.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. I thought, I read, from what I've gathered online, the Dark Knight Returns sequel, the second one, isn't as well received as...
Well, no, because it's batshit crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Is that the one where he says, I'm the goddamn Batman?
Maybe.
I think that's the one. Let me know if it is.
But you want some Batman v Superman, Dawn of Just Ice, you take a look at some of these panels here, buddy.
Oh, yeah? So they pulled from some of that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Batman in a giant batsuit, except in the Frank Miller one, he's got a sword too when he fights Superman. Got a batsword.
Batsword. In the second one.
Yeah, okay. Batsword.
Yeah, he had that, the sword. Does he still have his army of kids? Or his army? There he cut that out, remember? At the end of the first one, he has his army, his underground army. That's how it ends. He takes all the converted gang members. It's like, you're all my disciples now. Yeah. It's like, here, we're going to construct their Batcave. You do this, you do that. The Bray has the plans. Mm-hmm. Chick Robin's there. Mm-hmm. Jenna Malone might be. Is she Robin? She might be Robin.
Perhaps.
That's a possibility in this movie. Oh, dude. is getting out.
What, this movie's a giant fucking hunk of shit? Dude, I mean, what?
I know we've been saying it from day one, but it's still disappointing.
I mean, you've been kind of on the fence about it.
I've been trying to be positive
about it. Well, no, because you're saying this and that, and the more I hear about it, I mean, you've seen the look on my face every time you add something to the mix. Yeah. I'm just like, ugh.
I know.
How more convoluted can this thing get? I mean, it's okay. Zack Snyder has officially lost his shit. It's cool.
And poor guy.
It's cool. He's lost his shit.
Goes in a production on Justice League, part one of two. In April or something. Like 2 weeks after the movie opens.
And no one's gonna care.
He's already gonna jump into Justice League.
Sucks for him, because that Justice League's not gonna make a dime.
It'll make money. It'll make money. Merchandising, international. It all depends on how much will it squeak by. And then, yeah, it's more than just a movie. Oh, yeah. Apparently.
I mean, all the actors could be just fine in the movie, and it still could be a giant piece of shit.
That's true. We just saw Triple Five. Triple Nine. I'm Triple Five. We just saw Triple Nine.
And they were all fine.
They're all good actors. Yeah. Woody was a little special.
Well, Woody was smoking that weed on camera, bro. You know that shit was real.
He slapped the...
And he had a weird...
I think for insurance purposes, he can. Like, he can smoke his weed in his trailer, but once you get on the actual set, he's like, you can't. Yeah, here's the fake weed. You have to. Here's the catnip.
Mm-hmm. Here's the tobacco.
Apparently, Wonder Woman is amazing. Like, this is a movie star.
Cool.
So that makes
Gal Gadot's hot.
Gal Gadot's hot, apparently. She was really good in the Furious movies. No, so exactly. Apparently she's really good as Wonder Woman.
I'm sure she'll be whooping ass.
And it's a very, like, very strong representation of the character.
No.
And it makes...
I mean, there could be
Warner
some...
Warner Brothers more excited for the Wonder Woman movie that they're
there
ready
could
shooting.
Be, like, you know, like, little parts of this movie that are like, oh, look, that part was cool, and that was awesome. But as a whole, I'm pretty sure the movie's going to be a stinking pile of shit.
Stinky pile of shit.
Yeah,
I'm thinking it's gonna be.
I mean, it's gonna be glorious. It's a Zack Snyder movie, so it's gonna be really pretty. It's gonna be like the poop emoji.
Like, what if it's the poop emoji?
It's gonna be a pile of shit, but it has that big smiley face on it, and you're interested in it for some reason.
Looks like happy pudding.
Yeah, exactly.
What if it's a hot mess? That's different.
We'll see. Well, I mean, we'll see. We're gonna watch this fucking piece of garbage, and we'll be able to bash it properly.
Can't wait to see.
But it's going to be long and drawn out.
Well, 2.5 hours.
And
it's not longer than the last two Dark Knight movies. And it might be slightly longer than Man of Steel. It's in the wheelhouse of length of all these movies.
I mean, I don't think there's going to be any sort of character development or anything.
Well, that's the thing, because they're introducing so many characters. It's all character origins. We already know. We know. Here's the thing, though. We got Superman's origin thoroughly in Man of Steel.
Oh, God, how many times?
There's
been as many Superman origins as there have been Spider-Man origins.
Right? Okay, but we got it, though. So it's not like we're going to recap that shit, right?
I hope not.
Batman, we're going to see his parents killed on screen. That's because that's par for the course. You know?
It's Batman.
But even then, we know. We've seen Batman's origin on screen multiple times. People know who Batman is. When they made this movie, they're so confident that everyone knows who Batman is that they're like, we're just gonna make this old Batman, and everyone's gonna be cool with that because you're like, oh, okay, I know Batman, but now he's old. That's the quote twist to the character.
It's Frank Miller Batman.
It's what makes this Batman different from all the other ones. He has gray hair. Yeah, but that's how confident they are in people knowing who that character is.
Yeah.
So that does give them more room to be like, here are the characters. You know who they are. We're not going to fucking pretend like you don't. Here's Lex Luthor. We know you know who Lex Luthor is. We know you know who the Joker is. Yeah. We're not going to have to introduce these people. They can actually spend their time on fucking Cyborg and Aquaman, who's already officially getting his own movie. Obviously, Cyborg one day will get his own movie. That's the idea. But no one cared about Iron Man in 2007. No one cared about Iron Man in 2007.
I mean, comic book nerds did.
No. No, bro, he was so B-level.
Nah. No. Dude, yeah. Civil War, bro.
How many people read that? I mean, a couple million?
Probably.
That's not enough to make a movie. But they made an Iron Man movie, and now, like, three to five top highest-grossing U.S. box office movies feature Iron Man.
And they did perfect casting.
They did perfect casting. Robert Downey Jr. All of a sudden, you're like, this is amazing.
No, seriously, people were like, so Robert Downey Jr. is going to be Tony Stark. And I was just like, yes, no. Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Ron Perlman's Hellboy?
Yeah. No, exactly.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why didn't you start making this yesterday? Why are you just telling me this now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Better Tony Stark. I just wonder how they're gonna, how he's gonna retire Tony Stark.
Because
Tony Stark, quote unquote, died. There was a point in time where he broke his back and he was hooked on painkillers and he used the Iron Man suit to walk.
That's how he got around.
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. With Infinity War, that's gonna be the transition, I think, where they're really gonna be phasing out, like, no more Chris Evans Captain America movies. No more.
Well, that's all right. They have to, Captain America's black in the comic books now.
Yeah, will they go that route? Will they go with the female Thor that they're doing now? Because they got Lady Thor they just started doing last year. That's the thing. They have to make a decision because these actors are not going to be playing these characters forever. They do want to keep bringing Downey Jr. back as often as possible.
Well, of course. I mean, if they throw enough money at him and they don't keep him for too long, I'm sure he'll do it.
That's the thing. They have to throw a lot of money at him.
Well, and just not, like, take him away for too long. Like, listen, no more Iron Man movies, no more Avengers. You know, I'm not.
We need you,
like,
to do a couple scenes. We need you. Here's a lot of money, relatively, to pop up for 5 minutes in our movie.
Exactly. Sure, that's more what you're gonna get from it.
Yes. Yes, as other people wear the Iron Man suits, and then you do get Iron Man movies, but with, like, I don't think we're getting Don Cheadle. It looks like Don Cheadle is not doing too good in the Civil War.
I care about Don Cheadle. I mean, I care about Don Cheadle, but nobody cares about him as War Machine.
No one cares about him. Yeah, War Machine hasn't been well developed. He's been there the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
But not developed in the Iron Man story. He's just like Iron Man's buddy. He's like, exactly. He's just buddy.
He's just wearing Iron Man's suit.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
He's like, hey, can you wear my backup suit, man? Thanks, Black Buddy. Nah, you know what? Diversity. Hashtag diversity so black. I guess we should be talking about the Oscars.
Okay.
I was enjoying listening to music and talking about